This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Back to the new federal spending package. As Marketplace's Savannah Maher reports, short-term funding creates uncertainty for many vital programs that serve, for instance, Native people.
Dee Sabatis served as health director for the Passamaquoddy tribe at Indian Township during the last government shutdown.
Unfortunately, during that time, I had to reduce the care services that we were providing as well as staff.
That's because the Indian Health Service, which serves 2.5 million Native people, has to have its budgets approved by Congress every year. Liz Malerba with United South and Eastern Tribes says the agency should get advance appropriations, which provide a bridge for vital programs between budgets.
It would provide a level of certainty and stability in funding that we do not have yet.
Despite a request from President Biden, advance funding for the IHS didn't make it into the spending package. Meredith Raimondi is with the National Council of Urban Indian Health.
This was very disappointing, and really it remains unclear as to what the sticking point is.
Raimondi says the IHS budget should be insulated from political impasses. I'm Savannah Maher for Marketplace.